why women student pilots drop out faster than men, and a few surprises. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Max Trescott, who is a flight instructor, an independent flight instructor based in California, also involved in several ways in media that reaches pilots. His website is maxtrescott.com, where he maintains a blog called Trends Aloft. And Max had a really interesting breakdown of some personally conducted research regarding the differences between the statistics and reasons for dropout between men and women who enter the process of studying for a pilot's license. And we wanted to get Max on here today because some of these things are specific to women. Others maybe poke holes in some theories that are applied universally to men and women. Max, thanks for taking some time out today.
Paul, my pleasure. How you doing?
Good. Well, tell us about the premise that made you conduct this study.
You know, I was invited 2 years ago to speak to the 99s when they were attending AOPA Expo 2008 in San Jose. And I thought, gee, what could I talk about that would be, you know, relevant to this group? And I had some time. So I decided, since I had noticed that when I'm out on the flight line training, that my female colleagues, CFIs, seem to have a lot more female students than the male colleagues, CFIs, do. And I thought, gee, I wonder, you know, if that impacts the dropout rate. And I guess what really kind of as a backdrop had me curious was, you know, year after year now, it turns out that about 11% of student pilots are women, but year after year, only 6% of women are pilots. So that strikes me that their dropout rate has got to be almost double what it is for men. So there's something going on there differently if they're, 11% of student pilots, but only 6% of pilots. So I conducted a male survey. I worked with a large flight school and got into their database and mailed out surveys to about 185 women who had done training with them over the years, and basically trying to figure out, for women, the key question was, were they more likely to complete flight training versus a male CFI, as well as trying to determine what were some of the factors that may have caused them to drop out. Now, you and I had an interesting conversation. Why don't you tell me your hypothesis?
Well, my hypothesis is that if a lot more women are using female CFIs than using male CFIs, there may be something in that educational process that's not connecting. But then I don't know if that necessarily means that more women are being trained by women CFIs, because if every male CFI had one female student and every female CFI had 10 female students, the men would still be teaching more women.
Yeah, exactly, because there are, almost 90% of the CFIs are out there are men. So yeah, you're right on a couple scores there. So for the surveys that came back here from the roughly 60 women that responded, for people who completed their certificate, 28% of them had used a female CFI. And of those who didn't complete their certificate, 17% had used a female CFI. But when you run the statistics, in this case, the one-tailed t-test, it turns out that it's not a statistically significant difference. It may be if I had a much larger pool of data that it would rise to the level of being significant. So there indeed was a correlation. So it kind of suggests that maybe ladies who use female CFIs are more likely to complete their certificates, but we can't prove that conclusively with this study. But we did find a number of other things that were statistically significant.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing that interested me about this was that you probably didn't get information that, because of the size of the sample, would be something you could take to the industry and start a widespread movement with. However, you did find some things that, for me at least, had some implications for training, not only for women, but for men as well.
Yep, I agree. I think a lot of things do apply. And in terms of being able to apply it broadly, if you get a sample of about 100, that's going to, in general, be pretty broadly applicable. Here we had 60 returns. So we're getting close to the point where you might say, yeah, this may have some generalizability, outside of the particular flight school where it was conducted. But the a couple things that really peaked up as being particularly significant. The biggest difference between the two groups, the women who completed certificates and those who didn't, turned out to be the age at which they started the training. People who completed the certificate on average were age 35. Those who didn't complete their certificate were on average almost 46. and that was significant to the 0.006 level, which basically means, you know, if you repeated this study, you know, 100 times, more than 99 of those times, you get the same result. So it's pretty significant. And then some of the comments actually reflected that. There was one lady who said, what did she say? Biggest challenge was having the confidence that my middle age reflexes and brain would be able to master a difficult new skill. Now, she was 54. So age does seem to make a difference, and I see that as well. Maybe not so much with people 45 or 50, but certainly, and I'm talking men and women here, when I get people in their 60s, they are quite a bit slower to pick up a new skill like flying as compared to, say, somebody in their 20s. So there definitely is an age-related difference, and you know, people should learn to fly earlier if they can. And if not, both flight schools, CFIs, and the students need to know themselves that if they're going to start flying when they're significantly later in life, they may need some extra help to succeed.
Max, when we come back from the break, let's talk about some specific things these students said about male and female flight instructors. Max Trescott is my guest. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack with CFI Max Trescott to discuss his survey of women who have taken flight instruction. Max, we've talked about some of the differences in students. Now let's talk about some specific differences in how women perceived male and female flight instructors. The following characteristics met your threshold of significance. Male CFIs were more likely to be rated chronically unprepared, dull, egocentric, macho, or difficult to schedule. Now, you're talking about CFIs or just men in general here?
Yeah, I thought it was men in general, so I don't know. I thought these were all compliments. You know, I mean, no, obviously they're not. For example, regarding a chronically unprepared, that popped up as a difference, not just when you compared people who had a male versus a female CFI, but it also popped up for people who either got a certificate or didn't get a certificate. So, for example, if you look at those who got a certificate versus those who didn't, well-prepared turned out to be one of the few things that discriminated how they described their CFI. And then, of course, if you look at all of the pilots who responded and you look at those who had male versus female, it turned out that they were far more likely to describe their male CFI as chronically unprepared as opposed to female CFIs.
Okay, so aside from being a male-female thing, this is a completion or not completion. This is a dropout rate factor as well.
Yeah, it is. It turns out that there were two different aspects that people were asked to rate, and they're pretty much the inverses of each other. But being well prepared was having a CFI that they thought was well prepared was a predictor for getting your license, and having a CFI that you describe as chronically unprepared is a predictor for saying that you have a male CFI.
Oh, okay. This sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy joke. You know, if you're scattered and unprepared, you may be a man.
you might be a male flight instructor.
Okay, let's talk about the reasons respondents had for discontinuing flight training. This to me was remarkable because I had money issues. Okay, that came in fairly high.
It did.
But some of the other things that you might think would be factors did not come in that high or don't seem to be that big a deal. I couldn't pass the FAA medical, zero. Completed training but decided not to take the check ride, zero. I achieved my objective, e.g. solo, zero. So if your numbers are big enough to have implications for aviation as a whole, maybe, for example, the number of people who have been assumed to have set soloing as their goal and just don't come back after that, maybe that's a fallacy.
I've always thought that it's valid for someone to feel that they had achieved their goal if they simply soloed and then dropped out because that was what they wanted to do. Now, granted, as an industry, we tend to look at that as a failure, and I think most people really want to go on and get their license, but I think there is a small subset that, you know, what they really want to do is, hey, I can fly that airplane, you know, all by myself, and, you know, that to them is having succeeded. So you're right. You focused in on some of the things that didn't really peak up as issues for either considering or actually discontinuing flight training. By the way, it turned out that more than half of all the people in the survey at some point or another had considered dropping out of flight training, and that applied to those who got certificates and those who didn't. And the big reasons that peaked up among all of these people, the two items that tied were I had money issues and I didn't have enough time or I got busy with other things. And then right behind that was I had issues with my flight instructor. And when you read through the comments, it was you know, interesting to me that even though the comments were generic and they said, hey, anything you want to tell us about flight training, let us know. Of all those comments written in, two-thirds of them included the word flight instructor. So people were very passionate, either positively or negatively, about their CFI.
Well, I guess I would refer people to this to look at this more carefully in two different circumstances. One, obviously, if you're a flight instructor, this is good information because if issues with my flight instructor are one of the big three that are causing the dropout rate, almost as big a deal as either got busy with other things or ran out of money, that is something we can do something about.
You're absolutely right. And that theme comes through, you know, really clearly. And here's a comment that I didn't publish, but I, you know, it's one of the many comments that came in. Lady wrote, after my private, I had two really bad instructors, one for a BFR and one for a complex aircraft checkout. If I had been a student pilot, I probably wouldn't have recognized that they were bad. So, you know, this lady got lucky, but if a certain percentage of instructors are not doing a great job and you're a student pilot, you know, a lot of student pilots won't recognize that and won't, you know, seek to solve the problem. So, yeah, I think there's an area for improvement there.
So the message to instructors is don't be one of those, or the message to students is if it's not going well, it may not be you.
Exactly. And you know, I wonder sometimes, one comment here from a woman who just talked about how, here it was, difficult to be a 50-year-old woman in the world of aviation. And I wonder, you know, being a non-aviator is a difficult thing when you show up at an airport because, you know, we tend to, you know, have our own little code world language and our own special little world. And it's not particularly open and welcoming to anybody. But, you know, women might figure that it's even, you know, less welcoming to them and not realize that it's just a, you know, a generic thing. You know, pilots tend to be somewhat inwardly focused and aren't really outwardly focused a lot to, you know, embrace new people coming into the industry. So, yeah, there's a huge opportunity, I think, for flight instructors to always ask each of their clients when they're working with them, hey, give me feedback. How am I doing? Where can I improve? How am I, you know, meeting the mark? Where are you and meeting the mark for you? And where am I not? How can I improve? And then for clients, the student pilots, if they're having issues, you know, very carefully, where are those issues? And if it's possibly a flight instructor issue, bring it up to them. And think about the implications for flight school owners. You know, shouldn't they be picking up the phone and, you know, 30 days after someone starts flight training or even less, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after they start flight training, just ask them, hey, how are we doing for you? How are things going? And that would be an easy way to pick up early that maybe someone is, you know, considering dropping out because things aren't working for them.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate your work. Going to refer people to maxtrescott.com. You can read Max's conclusions in great detail, and I'll look forward to hearing other comments from within the industry on this once it gets around. And Max, thanks again for the work.
Well, I certainly enjoyed talking with you again. Thank you.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.